Welcome to Zichu Daf Simani. I'm Rabbi Ram Goldar, and today Masechus Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Beis, the fourth parak, Rabbi Yishmael. The Zichu Masechus Avodah Zarah program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem Alav Hashalom, and Zichu Nishmas his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Alav Hashalom. May the neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah in the previous Daf taught that an Akum's idol becomes forbidden immediately. Rishel Yisrael ain't asura ad she'teavit, but a Jew's idol is not forbidden until it's actually worshipped. This reflects Rabbi Akiva's opinion, but Rabbi Shmo holds the opposite, that a Jew's idol is immediately forbidden and an Akum's is only forbidden after being worshipped. The pasuk commands to destroy all the places asher avdu sham hagoyim, which the nations worshipped. This is explained to teach that kelim are only prohibited after being used for idolatry. Rabbi Shmuel darshens a hekesh extending this law to their idols, but Rabbi Akiva disputes the hekesh. Rabbi Shmuel says that a pasuk about a Jew making an idol and calls it a toivas Hashem, an abomination of Hashem, implying that a Jew's idol is immediately prohibited when it's made. Rabbi Akiva says that the pasuk to burn psilei elohen, the carved images of their gods, in fire teaches that mishapisu nase elha, from when he carves it, it becomes a forbidden god. He derives that a Jew's idol is only prohibited after being worshipped from the pasuk v'sam b'seser and place it in secret, teaching ad shiyase l'dvarim shebeseser. It is not forbidden until he does secretive acts for it. Point number two, Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul asked Rebbe, Kelim Shishim Shubahem Bebeis Chonyo, utensils which we use for service in Chonyo's temple, may they be used in the base of Migdash, assuming Beis Chonyo was not an idolatrous temple? Kohanim who served in Beis Chonyo cannot serve in the Migdash. Does this penalty only apply to Kohanim, the Bnei De'aninu, who are intelligent beings and should not have served there, or does the penalty even include Kelim? Rebbe replied that they are forbidden to be used. The Gemara attempts to support Rebbe from the fact that the Chashmon Naim hid away stones of the Mizbeach used by the Greeks for idolatry, which they could not biblically prohibit since they were not theirs. However, Rav Papa says they became biblically prohibited because of the pasuk, Uval ba'afritzim chiluha, and lawless people shall enter the Mikdash and profane it. The idolaters entering the Mikdash made all its kelim chulin and onerous so the idolaters could acquire and prohibit them. Since the stones could not be used, they were hidden. Although Rav Hoshaya taught that gold coins minted from Hekdash property became permitted for benefit when idolaters entered the Mikdash, that gold was not used for avoda. Since these stones were used for avoda, it's not appropriate for a commoner to use them. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Ovid kochavi mevato avodas kochavim shalo v'shal chavero. An idolater can nullify his own idol or his fellows. Yisrael ein mevato avodas kochavim shal ovid kochavim. But a Jew cannot nullify an idolater's idol. When Rebbe taught this version of the Mishnah to his son Rebbe Shimon, his son replied that in Rebbe's youth, he had taught him that an idolater can also nullify the idol of a Jew. Now, a Jew's idol can never be nullified, as the pasuk says, v'sam b'seser, and place it in secret. So Rabbi Hilbrei to Rabbi Valis explained that the case is sheyesh lo bat shutfus, where the non-Jew has a partnership in the idol, and Rabbi originally taught that the Akum can even nullify the Jew's share. Rabbi initially held Yisrael adaita dovot kochavim palach. The Jew only serves the idol according to his partner, the idolater's mindset. So when the Akum nullifies his own share, the Jew's share becomes batal as well. However, in his older years, Rebbe held Yisrael adaita de nafshi palach. The Jew worships the idol according to his own mindset, so his share can never be nullified. Two more versions of this discussion are presented. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught that an Akum's idol becomes forbidden immediately. Shall Yisrael ain't asura ad she'teaved, but a Jew's idol is not forbidden until it's actually worshipped. This reflects Rabbi Akiva's opinion, but Rabbi Shmo holds the opposite, that a Jew's idol is immediately forbidden and an Akum's is only forbidden after being worshipped. The pasuk commands to destroy all the places asher avdu sham hagoyim, which the nations worshipped. This is explained to teach that kelim are only prohibited after being used for idolatry. Rabbi Shmuel darshens a hekesh extending this law to their idols, but Rabbi Akiva disputes the hekesh. Rabbi Shmuel says that a pasuk about a Jew making an idol and calls it a toivas Hashem, an abomination of Hashem, implying that a Jew's idol is immediately prohibited when it's made. Rabbi Akiva says that the pasuk to burn psilei elohen, the carved images of their gods, in fire teaches that mishapisu nase elha, from when he carves it, it becomes a forbidden god. He derives that a Jew's idol is only prohibited after being worshipped from the pasuk v'sam b'seser and place it in secret, teaching ad shiyase l'dvarim shebeseser. It is not forbidden until he does secretive acts for it. Point number two, Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul asked Rebbe, Kelim Shishim Shubahem Bebeis Chonyo, utensils which we use for service in Chonyo's temple, may they be used in the base of Migdash, assuming Beis Chonyo was not an idolatrous temple? Kohanim who served in Beis Chonyo cannot serve in the Mikdash. Does this penalty only apply to Kohanim, the Bnei Deyaninu, who are intelligent beings and should not have served there, or does the penalty even include Kalim? Rebbe replied that they are forbidden to be used. The Gemara attempts to support Rebbe from the fact that the Chashmonaim hid away stones of the Mizbeach used by the Greeks for idolatry, which they could not biblically prohibit since they were not theirs. However, Rapapa says they became biblically prohibited because of the Pasuk, Uval ba'afritzim chiluha, and lawless people shall enter the Mikdash and profane it. The idolaters entering the Mikdash made all its kalim chulin and ownerless, so the idolaters could acquire and prohibit them. Since the stones could not be used, they were hidden. Although Rav Hoshaya taught that gold coins minted from Hekdesh property became permitted for benefit when idolaters entered the Mikdash, that gold was not used for avoda. Since these stones were used for avoda, it's not appropriate for a commoner to use them. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Ovid kochavi mevato avodas kochavim shalo v'shal chavero. An idolater can nullify his own idol or his fellows. Yisrael ein mevato avodas kochavim shal ovid kochavim. But a Jew cannot nullify an idolatrous idol. When Rebbe taught this version of the Mishnah to his son Rebbe Shimon, his son replied that in Rebbe's youth, he had taught him that an idolater can also nullify the idol of a Jew. Now, a Jew's idol can never be nullified, as the Pasuk says, v'sam b'seser, and place it in secret. So Rabbi Hilbreda Rabbi Valis explained that the case is, sheyesh lo bat shutfus, where the non-Jew has a partnership in the idol. And Rabbi originally taught that the Akum can even nullify the Jewish share. Rabbi initially held Yisrael adaita dovod kochavim palach. The Jew only serves the idol according to his partner, the idolater's mindset. So when the Akum nullifies his own share, the Jew's share becomes batal as well. However, in his older years, Rebbe held Yisrael adaita denavshi palach. The Jew worships the idol according to his own mindset, so his share can never be nullified. Two more versions of this discussion are presented. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Nun base, and our standard Siman is a newbie to Yiddishkeit, someone new to Yiddishkeit, a newbie to Yiddishkeit. So here goes. The newbie to Yiddishkeit who was liquidating his Avodah Zorah store and selling off the Avodah Zorahs he created since they were never worshipped and not Asur Bahana, but wasn't allowed to sell the stones from Beis Chonyo to the Gizbar for the Mikdash, tried to get a Bithel for an idol that was jointly owned by a Jew and an idolater, but was unsuccessful. Once again, slow motion. The newbie to Yiddishkeit, that must be Moran Daf Nun Beis. The newbie to Yiddishkeit who was liquidating his Avodah Zorah store and selling off the Avodah Zorahs he created since they were never worshipped and not Asur Bahana, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas if an idol becomes forbidden when it's made or worshipped, and the difference if it's a Jew's idol or an Akum's idol. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit who was liquidating his Avodah Zorah store and selling off the Avodah Zorahs he created since they were never worshipped and not Asur Bahana, but wasn't allowed to sell the stones from Beis Chonyo to the Gizbar for the Mikdash, which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi ben Shul asked the Rebbe, Kelei sheshimshu behen beBeis Chonyo, utensils which were used for service in Chonyo's temple, may they be used in the base of Mikdash, assuming Beis Chonyo was not an idolatrous temple? Kohanim who served in Beis Chonyo cannot serve in the Mikdash. Does this penalty only apply to Kohanim, the Bnei Deyaninu, who are intelligent beings and should not have served there, or does the penalty even include utensils? Rebbe replied that they are forbidden to be used. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit who was liquidating his Avodah Zorah store and selling off the Avodah Zorahs he created since they were never worshipped and not Asur Bahana, but wasn't allowed to sell the stones from Beis Chonyo to the Gizbar for the Mikdash, tried to get a Bittel for an idol that was jointly owned by a Jew and an idolater, but was unsuccessful, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the Bittel of Avodah Zorah owned jointly by a Jew and an idolater. Rebbe initially held Yisrael adaita d'Ovod Kochavim Palach. The Jew only serves the idol according to his partner, the idolater's mindset. So when the Akum nullifies his own share, the Jew's share becomes batel as well. However, in his older years, Rebbe held Yisrael adaita d'Nafshei Palach. The Jew worships the idol according to his own mindset, so his share can never be nullified. Two more versions of this discussion are presented. So once again, the newbie to Yiddishkeit who was liquidating his Avodah Zorah store and selling off Avodah Zorahs he created since they were never worshipped and not Asur Bahana, but wasn't allowed to sell the stones from Beis Chonyo to the Gizbar for the Mikdash, tried to get a Bittel for an idol that was jointly owned by a Jew and an idolater, but was unsuccessful. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Hazara. Daf Mem Ches. So the Simmer Daf Mem Ches is Brainiac. So here goes. The Brainiac, that must be more on Daf Memches. The brainiac trying to determine the statistical chances that the Asherah tree had been planted originally for Avodah Zorah versus only being pruned and trimmed for future growths to be worshipped, which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists three types of Asherah. Number one, if one planted initially for idolatry, it's forbidden. Number two, Gido Opisol Hashem Avodas Kochavim. If he pruned or trimmed the tree intending the future growths to be for idolatry, he removes the new growths and it's permitted. And number three, if he set up an idol underneath, he removes the idol and the tree is permitted. So the brainiac trying to determine the statistical chances that the Asherah tree had been planted originally for Avodah Zorah versus only being pruned and trimmed for future growths to be worshipped, informed a man passing under it that he was tamei, which reminds us, a Mishnah states, Lo yeshu betzila, one may not sit in the shade of an Asherah, but if he did, he remains tahor. Lo yavor tachteh, and he may not pass under the tree itself, bimavor tamei, and if he did, he's tamei. The Gemara explains that there's surely a tekrovis avodas kochavim, an idolatrous offering buried underneath, and this Tana holds such items are metamei with ohel, in this case, the tree. So the brainiac trying to determine the statistical chances that the Asherah tree had been planted originally for Avodah Zorah versus only being pruned and trimmed for future growths to be worshipped, informed a man passing under it that he was tamei, while another brainiac told a farmer to come back to plant under the tree in the winter when the benefit from the leaves is canceled due to the harm from the shade, which reminds us, the next Mishnah permits planting vegetables under an Asherah during the winter when its shade harms the plants, but not during the summer when the shade benefits them. Rabbi Yossi prohibits planting even during the winter because the leaves fall on them and fertilizes them.
Daf Mem Tes. So the simmer Daf Mem Tes is meat. So here goes. The butcher was going to put meat, butcher, that must move on Daf Mem Tes. The butcher was going to put meat in the dough that had been leavened from a combination of yeast of chulin and truma, which reminds us, the Gemara suggests the question of zev zegorim is a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan. A Mishnah states, Sor shel chulin v'shel truma shenaflu toche isa. If leaven of chulin and leaven of truma fall into a dough, and neither was sufficient to leaven the dough on its own, but they combined to leaven the dough, Rabbi Eliezer says, Achra achron aniba. I fall the last one. If the chulin fell in second, the entire dough is permitted to non-kohanim. If the truma fell in second, it's prohibited to non-kohanim. The Chachamim say that regardless of when the forbidden soor fell in, it only prohibits the dough if it was enough to leaven the dough by itself. So the butcher was going to put meat in the dough that had been leavened from a combination of yeast of chulin and truma, had to wait for the old oven fired up from asherah wood to cool down, which reminds us of one fired up an oven with asherah wood. If this firing completed a new oven's hardening, it must be destroyed because any subsequent use benefits from this necessary firing. Im yashan yutzan, if it's old, it must be cooled to avoid benefiting from the firing and may be used afterwards. So the butcher was going to put meat in the dough that had been leavened from a combination of yeast of chulin and truma, had to wait for the old oven fired up from asherah wood to cool down, and then be reheated from shavings from an asherah tree that were taken to beautify it. Which reminds the Gemara, asks, what is the law of those chips which were removed for the asherah's benefit? Do they remain prohibited like the asherah, or are they permitted because shavings are not worshipped? Rav Huna and Chiya Barei de Rav disagreed about this question, and Abraisa supports the lenient opinion. Daf Nun. So the Simmer Daf Nun is a non-stop flight. So here goes. The man about to board a non-stop flight. A non-stop flight? That must be on Daf Nun. The man about to board a non-stop flight who wasn't sure if the rock separated from Merkulis by a pile of suitcases were mutter to use or not, which reminds us, the Gemara brings some halachos about stones found in the area of Merkulis. So the man about to board a non-stop flight who wasn't sure if the rock separated from Merkulis by a pile of suitcases were mutter to use or not, saw the flight crew take the stones and use them to pave the runway, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses Merkulis stones which were removed to pave streets. So the man about to board a non-stop flight who wasn't sure if the rock separated from Merkulis by a pile of suitcases were mutter to use or not, saw the flight crew take the stones and use them to pave the runway for the flight that was going to spray fertilizer on a field during Shemitah, but not during Chol HaMoed, which reminds us, a brisa permits deworming or applying fertilizer to a wounded tree during Shemitah, but not during Chol HaMoed. One may not prune a tree in either period, but may smear a pruned branch with oil during both. The difference between Chol HaMoed and Shemitah is understandable because regarding Shemitah, the Torah prohibited melacha, labor, whereas in Chol HaMoed, even tircha, exertion, is forbidden. Deworming and applying fertilizer, which are preserving the tree's health, are permitted on Shemitah, but pruning, which is strengthening the tree, is prohibited. Daf Nun Alf. So the simmer Daf Nun Alf is beaver because beavers gnaw. So here goes. The men in beaver pelt hats worshipping a beaver-shaped idol, Beaver? That must be on Duff. Nun Aleph. Nah. The men in beaver pelt hats, worshipping a beaver-shaped idol, one by breaking sticks in front of it, whose sticks became usser, and one by throwing sticks at it, whose sticks remained permitted, which reminds us, on the previous Duff, Rav Yehuda quoted Rav saying regarding an idol which is worshipped with a stick, as Rashi explains through shaking it, Shibur Mekel Befaneo Chayev, if he broke a stick before it, he's Chayev. Zark Mekel Befaneo Pater, if he threw a stick before it, he's Pater. Rav explains that breaking the stick is Ke'en Zvichu, it's similar to Shechting, a carbon in the Mikdash, but throwing the stick is not Ke'en Zrika, similar to throwing blood on the Mizbech, because we need Zrika HaMishtaberes, throwing where the item breaks apart, and this stick does not. So the men in beaver pelt hats, worshipping a beaver-shaped idol, one by breaking sticks in front of it, whose sticks became usser, and one by throwing sticks at it, whose sticks remained permitted, watch as a man offered a beaver missing a leg, who was pater, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses slaughtering a balas mum for avodah zorah. Rav explains this cannot refer to minor blemishes, such as doking shebaein, a cataract in the eye, since a ben noach may bring such an animal as a carbon on his private bama. Rather, it refers to mechuser aver, an animal missing a limb, which is disqualified as a carbon even from b'nei noach. So the men in beaver pelt hats worshipping a beaver-shaped idol, one by breaking sticks in front of it, whose sticks became usser, and one by throwing sticks at it, whose sticks remained permitted, watch as a man offered a beaver missing a leg, who was pater, and were shocked when a rabbi came by and grabbed the handkerchief on top of the idol and used it for himself, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Matzah Barosha Maus Ksusa Kelim, if he found on top of Markulis coins, a garment, or utensils, they're permitted in benefit because they were not placed there to decorate the idol. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do the question of one bows to a palm tree, can its branch be used for the mitzvah of lulav? That's on Daf. Mem Zayin. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you discuss the bittul of avodah zorah owned jointly by a Jew and an idolater? That's on Daf. Nun Beis. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you discuss shechting a balas mum for avodah zorah where the animal is missing an aver? That's on Daf. No. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you question whether the utensils used in Beis Chonyo can be used in the Beis Hamikdash? That's on Daf. Nun Beis. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn Shlosha Batinhen? There are 3 types of idolatrous houses regarding their nullification laws. That's on Daf. Mem Zayin. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we machlok is if an idol becomes forbidden when it's made or worshipped, and the difference between Jews' idols and Goyim's idols? That's on Daf. Nun Beis. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn that if one found on top of an idol, coins, a garment, or utensils, they're mutter bahana because they were not placed there to decorate the idol? That's on Daf. Nun Aleph. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we have a machlok about stones found in the area of Markulis? That's on Daf. Nun. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we discuss if it's permitted to plant vegetables under an asherah during the winter when its shade harms the plants? That's on Daf. Memches. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we learn that there are 3 types of asherah trees? That's on Daf. Memches. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.